Sforno Parshas Vayeschanan. So the parsha begins, of course, with Moshe asking Hashem to go into Eretz Yisrael. And he says, Ebrana, I'll go into Eretz Yisrael. So the Sforno comments that if I go in, it'll be, all the Eretz Canaan will be destroyed, and Klal Yisrael will never be kicked out of it. And that's what the Sforno had said in previous parshas, that had Moshe gone into Eretz Yisrael, then Jews never would have been kicked out of it. Beis HaMikdash also wouldn't have been destroyed. Jews never would have been kicked out of it. But, like in Pasuk Chava, Vayis Haber Hashem Bi L'manchem, Hashem get angry at me because of you, meaning because Hashem, after Chaita Meraglim, had said that the Jews would eventually go into Gullus. Like if you look in Tehillim, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Chav Zayin, I think it was, Chavav Chav Zayin, where Hashem says that he swore that he would spread them out amongst the nations. So there had to be a Gullus. So because Hashem wanted there to be a Gullus, eventually Moshe could not have gone into Eretz Yisrael. It's an amazing thing. That's what he's saying, that Ebrana was going to go in so that the Jews would never be kicked out. That Hashem didn't let me go in because Hashem had said there would eventually be a Gullus. Okay, then we have the Pasuk says in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph and Beis, Pasuk Beis says, don't add to the mitzvos, don't take away from them, Bal Tosef, Bal Tigra, don't add to any mitzvos, don't take away. And then the next Pasuk is, Einechem Haroos, Eisa Shirasa Hashem Baal Peor, you saw what happened to Baal Peor. Well, what does one have to do with the other? Svarna is always bothered by what one Pasuk has to do with the other. What's the smichas over here? Don't add to the mitzvos, don't take away. Okay, we know that concept. And then, Einechem Haroos, your eyes saw what Hashem did to Baal Peor. Because anyone who went after Baal Peor, Hashem wiped out. What does one have to do with the other? Listen to this. This is great. So the Sforno says, you know, if you look back in Parshas Kisisa, it says in Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Tez Zayin, that, well, it says, don't make a bris to the people of Eretz Yisrael, to the Nachrim, because then it'll be v'lakachne b'nosav v'nachay, you'll end up marrying their daughters, v'zonu b'nosav v'chamei lehayin, and the daughters that the Jews will marry will go after their avodah zaras, v'iznu es b'nachay v'chamei lehayin, and they'll cause your sons to go after avodah zara. You got that? So if you have a bris with the people in Eretz Yisrael, you'll marry their daughters. If you marry their daughters, they're going to take your sons after avodah zara. So Sforno says like this. Some people think they're smarter than the Torah. The Torah says, if you do this, you got to worry that something else can be happened. They say, not to me. We all know the story of Shlomo. Shlomo, the Pasuk says that a king should not have too many wives because they'll make his heart go astray. Shlomo says, it's not going to happen to me. He married a lot of wives and they did make his heart go astray. So the Torah is here saying, don't be smarter than her. Don't add to the mitzvahs. Don't take away. Because you see what happened to Baal Peor, meaning that's exactly what happened. The Jews there must have thought, yeah, okay, they'll be with the Benos Baal Peor. They're not going to end up, the Benos Midian, they're not going to end up worshipping idols like the Pasuk said in Kisisa, but they did. So that's the connection. Don't add to the mitzvahs, don't take away, because Hashem knows what he's talking about. Don't think you're smarter. Look what happened with Baal Peor. They thought they wouldn't sin, and they did. Okay, then the Pasukim continue. Here I taught you all these chukim mishpatim, and you should keep them because these are chachmasim uvinaschem le'ene amim. This is your wisdom in front of the gayim. So he says, with Torah knowledge, says the Sforno, with that you'll be able to respond to epikarsim with good answers. Some that through learning a Torah you'll know the answer to all the epikarsim. Now, if you learn the Torah, that the Pasuk says, it'll be your wisdom in front of the Gayim, and they'll say, Rakam Chacham Benavona, Gay Gadolze, they'll say, what a great nation it is, they're so smart. And then in Pasuk Zion, Kimi Gay Gadolze, Elokim Karim, Vim Elav, Kashem Elokim, Vachal Karein, Elav. What's the connection between those Psukim, that it's Hashem, who is such a great nation that Hashem made them close? The reason why it's important that we are smart is because of Hashem chose us, and we appear stupid. So then, that's a chal Hashem. In other words, if Hashem's people were dumb, so that would be a chal Hashem. So if we learn the Torah, so then we'll know what to respond, and then we'll be smart, and then it will be a kiddush Hashem. that Hashem chose us and He was close to us. Okay, then we have that person should believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, not worship of Avodah Zarah. And it says, this is in Perek Dalet, it's Pasuk Yitas, it says, Pentise Enecha Shemayim, lest you look up into the heavens, you'll see the sun and the moon and the stars, and you'll worship them. Asher Chalak Hashem HaKachasam HaChala Amim Tachas Kala Shemayim, that Hashem gave to all the nations under the heavens. So, Pashup Shad is, I get more, I don't know if it's Pashup, but what we're all used to is that Hashem gave it to the Goyim. They worship Avodah Zarah. Or they're Tachas, the Memshala of the those things. So Hashem really runs them all and runs us. Or whatever, they worship those things. Hashem gave it to them to worship, and not us. But the Sfarna says different things. Don't look into the heavens and say, I'm going to worship them. Because, you see, they each, the way the world is set up, the whole world, including the heavens, is that the way things are set up, they're good for the people in that spot. And the whole world works perfectly, where everybody has what they need. It's obvious easier to see it with the animals, that the animals have, everyone has their own, you know, each animal that lives in their world has their own food for what they need. And they're, you know, whatever that animal needs in its area, it gets. And humans, and the sun, and the moon, and all that, it's all set up in a perfect way. So basically what he's trying to say is, everyone gets everything they need, and that shows that the world didn't just happen. Everything was set up perfectly so that everybody would get what they need. You know, just whatever. We could see from the whole Bria that everything is set up to have everything, all its needs taken care of, in all their spots. So don't look at the heavens and say, oh, those are running the show, because those are also put in where they're supposed to be to fit the world. Again, then it continues that you get, eventually, the Jews, this is in Perek Dalet Pasuk Chaf Hey, it says when you get kicked out of the land, Hashem will spread you out. And it says, and you'll get kicked to Goyish land, so you will look to there to Hashem, and you will find Him. If you search Him out with all your heart and with all your soul, and then batzar lacha umitzeucha. When you're in tzar, you'll find Him. So the Sfarno explains what that pasuk is telling you, that it says you will ask for God, and you will find Him if you're derishim b'chalavavcha b'chalavshcha. And the next pasuk says batzar lacha means that it's through the pain. In other words, through the pain, the person will come to be derish Hashem b'chalavavcha. The whole heart. It's through the tzaros that the person comes to be Darish Hashem with his whole heart. Okay, and then he says the pasuk that we know from Aleinu, the Perek Dalet Pasuk Lametes, V'yadata Yom Mashvasa Lavacha Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Mashmai Malas Mitachas Einod. So you will know today, without any suffix, I think that's what it means by Hayom, like it'll be clear to you, and you'll, after thinking about it in your heart, it'll become, you know, clear to you. Ki Hashem Elokim, Hashem runs the world. It's the same thing. But you look in the heavens and the earth, you'll see what they call intelligent design. You'll see, obviously, everything was set up to work perfectly. It can't be chance that everything is set up the way it is. The whole beauty of the Bria and that everything works shows that obviously it was put there on purpose. So, you will see that. And then you'll know that there's a note. Meaning, by the fact that this world exists, you'll see there must be something much higher than the physicality of this world that can make this. And, yeah, so it's a note of that. In other words, it has to be that there's one that is super above, because that's the notion of it being supreme, is it's supreme, there can't be anything more. So there's one. Okay, anyway, that's the Sfarno. You can look it up there. Fine. Parakei, it says, Hashem made a bris with us at Chorev. And He gave it us to us as well. Chayim kulano chayim. Hayom kulano chayim. All of us alive today. So the Sfarno says, so set things up so that when your kids go into Eretz Yisrael, or the future generations, they'll be Mekayim what we were Mekabel on ourselves, what we got from our Sinai. Okay. Now we have a very interesting Sfarno. It's about Shabbos. It says, Shomer Sa Shabbos Akadsho, Kasher Tivcha Hashem Lakecha. Keep Shabbos, to keep it holy. Kasher Tivcha Hashem Lakecha, like Hashem commanded you. And what is that? So Sfarno says it means that you should be learning Torah on Shabbos. That's Kasher Tivcha. In other words, Shabbos shouldn't just be a day you sleep. Rather, it's a day you should be learning Torah. So keep the Shabbos like I commanded you. Then he says, was hard to give it to Yisrael. Remember that you used to be a slave. So the Sfarno says something interesting, that there's a mitzvah that your animal shouldn't work for you on Shabbos, and the mitzvah that your slave shouldn't work for you on Shabbos. So he says the mitzvah of your animal not working is so that your slave should not work. And the Indian that the slave should not work is that it should be Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, then the Sfarno says this interesting concept in Perek Vav. It says that before the Shema, it says, in Pasuk Emom Shemata Yisrael V'Shemarta La'asos Kasher Diva Hashem L'Kachalach Eretz V'Az Chalav Advash, I'm going to give you an Eretz V'Az Chalav Advash. So the Sfarno says a land flowing of milk and honey, meaning it's going to be easy to make parnasa there. Get it? That's what it means, flowing with milk and honey, that you don't have to work much. The parnasa there will be easy, and therefore what? You'll be loaded? No. Therefore you'll have an easy time in that you'll be able to learn more and to do good things, instead of, and the first Valerbos says, instead of, having to go crazy all day about your parnasa, it'll come easy to you. Okay, then we have the parasha of Shema. So the Sfarno explains that Hashem is one. So, he says Hashem is separate from this world, and that's one world, and from the world of the planets, and the world of the angels, and he's alone in his world. And so that's four, so to speak, worlds. And that's the Dalet of Echad, that Hashem is one in all four worlds. And the Ayin is big in Shema. To remind you, you should put your Ayin on this. I mean, think about it a lot. Make Iyun out of this. Okay, that's what this part of it says. So, but you're supposed to be Marech in the Dalet, where you elongate the Dalet. So if you're an Ashkenazi, that means you say Duh. That's what it sounds like. So anyway, but you're Ma'arech B'dal, whatever, so that you could have that in mind. That Hashem is one in all the four Olamos. Okay, then we have, V'shinamta Melecha V'dibarta Bam. So you should, explain the Torah to your kids, so that they understand. He says, Talamid Osam B'shinan with Chazara V'charifus, and sharpness. And V'dibarta Bam, because with this Asmadel, you'll remember it. So that's Mishinamtam, you mean say it many times. And with Harifus, so understand it and explain it to them. Dibarta, you know, Mosim Sichlim says they should understand it. Dibarta Bam. And you'll speak about it this way, you'll remember it. Okay, the Parsha after this has a big Yisod from the Sfarno, which everyone will love to hear. Pasuk Yud says, V'yaki b'yach Hashem akech l'aretz Hashem nishba lav zechel Abraham tzchi Yaakov, and I'll bring you to Arim Gedolos V'Tovos. We've got these big cities. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Batim Malayim Kol Tov. When you conquer Israel, you get these houses filled with all kinds of treasures, that you never had before. And okay, Bechalta V'Zavata. And the next pasuk is Hashem Elchem Pentishkach Es Hashem Elokecha. Be careful not to forget Hashem your God who took you out of Mitzrayim. Now, why would you forget your God just because you struck it rich? You're going to get all these houses full of all gold and silver or whatever stuff you need, and you might forget God. Why is that? Listen to this. You're going to love this. The Sfarno says, whenever you get money without effort, it leads to taivus. It leads to forgetting Hashem. That was the nekuda of these houses they got. It was wealth without putting in toil, like winning the lottery. That does not end well, usually. If you didn't put the effort into getting the money, it leads to taivas, and it leads to forgetting that Hashem is your God. It sounds like if you work for your money, it doesn't lead to that so much, but if you don't work for your money, so then it could lead to that. Very importantly, so. Okay, then towards the end of the parasha, we have this concept that Hashem pays back the Rishayim in this world, Mishalim Lasonov El Panav La'avido, last two psukim of the parasha. 3:2. That Hashem pays back the Rishayim in this world, meaning Rishayim have it good in this world, to make it that they don't get Olam Haba. And so he says, there are two reasons we find a Rasha of a Tovla, a Rasha having it good in this world. Either because he has a schus from his parents, like Ishmael had, because he was a descendant of Avram, or because he had some schus, he did some mitzvah somewhere in his life. So for those, Hashem pays the person back in this world, and this way they won't have the next world. And then in Pasuk Yud Aleph it says, "V'shamarta sa mitzvah, you, Klal Yisrael, you should keep the mitzvahs." Which we dashna hayom lasosim alamachal kabbalascharim. Today you do it, and then all of my buzz when you get to the world, the reward. So the Rasha gets back, paid back in this world to get him out of Olam HaBa, but the Tzaddik, he may not get in this world, but that's because he's getting an Olam HaBa, as it says, Hayom Lasos and Machil Karam Lascharim. So it says, Sfarno, don't worry about it if you didn't get this Schar in this world, because this world is for doing it, and receiving the Schar is for the next world.